From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report.
Esa es Yolanda de Pablo Milanés.
Growing up in Cuba, Gennady Rodriguez learned to play the guitar. But when he's not in his Miami apartment relaxing with a Pablo Milanés tune, he's a senior sales executive at a company here that organizes corporate events.
I try to be in contact with the main banks in Latin America. I try to understand what they need.
Not surprisingly, Rodriguez has a Master's of Business Administration. But what is unusual is that Rodriguez got his MBA, that iconic symbol of capitalism, in communist Cuba. Rodriguez was, in fact, the valedictorian of his class. 100 other Cubans have earned MBAs in Cuba. They're the little-known vanguard of the Cuban Revolution's newest revolution, learning business.
This is the fashion now. Okay, this is the main topic now.
Especially now that Cuba and the U.S. are normalizing relations. Later this week in Panama, Cuba will attend the Summit of the Americas for the first time ever. Cuban leader Raul Castro will join the hemisphere's other heads of state, including President Obama. As business opportunities emerge, MBAs like Rodriguez may be important commercial bridges across the Florida Straits.
I understand how things work in Cuba. Now I understand how things work in Miami. I'll be really glad if I can do all the help I can. It would be like the payoff of all this.
The reason Rodriguez and others could get their MBAs is that in 2010, Castro was looking for his own payoff. To save the island's shriveled economy, he needed more private sector businesses. To build those businesses, he turned to the one non-communist institution he trusts, the Roman Catholic Church. The church then called UCAM, the San Antonio Catholic University in Murcia, Spain. Gonzalo Wandocel heads UCAM's business department and developed the one-year MBA course for Cuba. Wandocel says when he arrived in Cuba, he found a huge desire among younger Cubans like Gennady Rodriguez for business studies. Rodriguez, who is now 33, knew political reform wasn't coming anytime soon in Cuba, so economics seemed the best arena for promoting change.
First, I thought, okay, business is just about making numbers. But then you understand that business is working with the culture, how people consume, live their lives. So when you're making a company, you're changing habits, how people think.
There were hundreds of applicants. In the fall of 2011, 50 students gathered at a Catholic cultural center in Havana. Among them were Rodriguez and a translator named Mahel Reyes.
It was a group made up of very different type of people. That included, you know, the typical housewife that was trying to do a rental business in her home, to very successful already entrepreneurs.
Tuition was free, picked up by UCAM and the church. But Ray says studying for the MBA felt like learning another foreign language.
I was raised in the socialist system, and I had no notion how business were conducted.
The course also had to reconcile business theory with Cuban reality. Gennady Rodriguez remembers Spanish professors would teach classic business startup methods one day, and the next, Cuban professors would then explain how to navigate the country's onerous bureaucracy and scarce resources.
Cuba has a very exotic economic system. It's very difficult to understand even for the people who are inside Cuba.
After Rodriguez's year, there was one more graduating class in 2013. But then, suddenly, Cuba's MBA program ended. No reason was ever given, and the Cuban Catholic Church has declined comment. The general thinking is that a nervous Castro government felt the need to rein in Cuba's capitalist enthusiasm. Political conditions changed quickly, says Gonzalo Wandocel of UCAM in Spain. Many Cuban MBAs took their new skills to other countries, like Gennady Rodriguez, who emigrated to Miami last year. But business experts say if Cuba wants its new relationship with the U.S. to work, it should consider educating MBAs again. Pamela Ann Martin owns an export consulting firm in Pennsylvania that does work in Cuba.
I always tell people you've dealt with companies all over the world, and then there's Cuba.
Cubans with MBAs could help U.S. companies understand not just products, but body language and other cultural nuances. Mahel Reyes agrees. She now has a thriving translation services company in Havana that often helps U.S. business people. She's also just bought her first rental property.
It's a very exciting time.
Exciting, and as her MBA classmate Gennady Rodriguez might say, payoff time. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.